Simply pick the vehicle of your choice, receive your price up front, and you're driving home. It's that easy at South Bay Toyota, located at the 405 Freeway and Western Avenue.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the L.A. County Fair's Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with daytime racing through Sunday, July 7th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, the meet's marquee race, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick 4s, plus our traditional Pick 6. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos, the Great Lady M Stakes on July 6th, and our handicapping contest. Make your plans to join us on our closing weekend through July 7th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen. Hey everybody, if you've got plumbing needs, commercial or residential, give my good friends at Western Rooter a call. Family owned and here to help, Western Rooter does it all and does it better 24/7. From clogged drains to complete copper repipes to water heaters, conventional and tankless, Western Rooter is here to help and will solve whatever issues you may have on time and under budget. Western Rooter, serving the Arcadia, Pasadena, and greater LA area for more than three decades. Call now at 626-448. 86455, mention Thoroughbred LA Radio, and save 10% off your total invoice. Western Rooter, the best in the West.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $270,000 on June 8th. And horse players, don't forget about our weekend doubleheaders with live thoroughbred racing action during the day, followed by our nighttime program. Make your plans now for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday afternoon, June 29th. Reserve a table today in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart Sports Bar, with more than 60 HDTVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilman. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Daytime Thoroughbred Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. First post time each weekend through July 7th is at 1 p.m. By Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Save a taco, eat a pizza at Little Caesars in Laverne. By the Ragas and Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragas and Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jers, and a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we hit the midway point of what's called the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos. Daytime Thoroughbred Racing, the third and final weekend, will kick off this coming Thursday. That'll be July 4th through Sunday, July 7th. So a lot of really good racing straight ahead, and we had plenty of it yesterday at Los Alamitos Racecourse. A guy named Bob Baffert knocked down his eighth consecutive Los Alamitos Derby win with a most improbable winner. If you tuned in midway around the far turn, Winstock, he looked hopelessly beaten as John Sadler's Tapelo was way clear of the field under Hector Berrios. There were question marks as to his ability to get the mile and 1/8 yesterday, and boy, those questions were certainly answered. He stopped to a walk and ended up being distanced in the end as the odds-on favorite at four to five, who was out to cover yesterday, of course, doing a great job with the racing beat and the Southern California News Group papers. As he said in his Friday column, the Los Alamitos Derby, hey, we promote it and then we cover it. But as Kevin said, it was a rung or or three below the top three-year-old races in the country. Nonetheless, it was our main event. The big race in North America yesterday, John, the grade one Stephen Foster, and boy, Luis Saez, he just continues on a roll. He got it done for Todd Pletcher with Kings Barnes. They soundly defeated Skippy Longstocking and Jose Ortiz, you know, trained by Safi Joseph. And Saez is now 4-for-5 with Kings Barnes. And, boy, you got to believe it's on to the Breeders' Cup Classic with maybe one or two in between for this guy.
Yeah, and the biggest disappointment in the race is the Brad Cox First Mission. That horse went off, I think, like 4-to-5. He made an easy lead. No excuse. He just stopped. And very surprising. The barn was extremely high on that horse. By the way, King's Barn originally was supposed to be cut out to be a nice horse. He finally got it done yesterday. You know, he ran into big races coming up to this race. But he really showed his stuff yesterday. And you're right. Luis Saez, as good as there is, Mike, he's just always in the right spot. He gets the most out of horses, and people love using him, and there's a good reason why. He's a terrific rider.
Yeah, he's on a roll, no question about it. And, you know, speaking of big races, the biggest race run this year was the Saudi Cup, taken by the Todd Fincher train, Senior Buscador. Fincher was on hand yesterday at Los Alamitos, and he's going to be active today as well. So it's nice to see these guys coming in from around the country, and Todd Fincher was at Del Mar last year. They're hoping for big things this summer, and I'm going to say for California racing, we need Del Mar to have a big, big summer.
You do, and you need guys like Todd Fincher to be successful out there because, listen, he supports the game. Last year, like you said, he was at Del Mar. Senor Buscador ran great in the Pacific Classic, I believe, and now he's going to be there with horses. He's got a lot of young horses, too. I see him sending out first-time starters, and most of them run well, and he's just a terrific trainer, and it's good for Southern California to get guys like that to come out.
Yeah, it is, and it's harder than ever, given the, you know, the disparity in purse structure, and it's, I say it's not our fault, you know, we just don't have the outside sourcing for our purses at this point. And I really enjoyed, I don't know if you heard the conversation yesterday on air here with Bob Ike and John Lindo. Bob had recently been to Churchill Downs, and he did some digging, wanted to find out what he could about the historical racing machines. And there's a lot of different viewpoints and everything else. But, John, I'll just say this, man. The time to get busy on this was 30, 35 years ago. The Indian gaming lobby is really strong, and the only way to me is we have to try and convince politicians of the advantages to the state of California to get something like this going and maybe also make it worth the tribes, you know, make it worth their while somehow or another to put a coalition together, because without a coalition of those groups, there's not, it's just not going to happen, and it's not going to be easy at this late point.
No, and Bob did a great job. He explained what, you know, his trip out there. He seemed to love it, and it made a lot of sense. And he was lobbying for to somehow try to figure out a way to get it done in Southern California. But you're right, Mike. The horse may have left the barn, so to speak, and it may be too late. But if they could ever work it out, how great would that be?
The only way, as I say, I'll reiterate, is we have to make key people convince them that it's in everybody's best interest, not just our self-interest as the thoroughbred industry, but it's in everybody's interest to, say, get the historical racing machines. It would create a tremendous amount of revenue for the state.
Yeah, that's what they need, Mike. Build up purses, people will be running out there. Believe me, the weather is great. It's just a great place to race. You know, the facilities are beautiful. They're as nice as any tracks in the country. And after Santa Anita's last meet, they proved it's the safest place in the country to run. It's certainly one of them. And you're right. Somehow, some way, they have to try to figure this out.
All right, John, let's get to today. How are things there at Aqueduct? What's the weather like, and where do you want to go for hour one?
Well, it's overcast. The rain is coming. It's only a matter of when, not if. Hopefully it stays away for most of the day. We're going to look at Gulfstream Park and look at the fourth race today, and I like a horse in there. This is a mile on the main track. I like the number four horse, Anointed, a three-year-old colt from the Laura Cazares Fund. Lionel Reyes aboard to ride. He's listed at 6-1 on the morning line. He returns to the dirt today after running on the turf all year this year. As a two-year-old, he had a big race at Saratoga on the dirt. Well, he's back on the dirt today. The price is right, 6-1 on the morning line. I like number four, Anointed, to win today's fourth race out at Gulfstream. By the way, Mike, Churchill Downs, mandatory payout today in their pick six. Gulfstream, mandatory payout in their pick six. So people should get involved.
Boy, am I glad you jogged my memory as far as my notes. We've got a $2 pick six carryover today. The daytime thoroughbred situation, just under $31,000. That's the traditional 70-30 split, $2 pick six. That pool should go well north of $100,000. I sure hope so by third race post time. Pick six today at Los Alamitos, races 3 through 8, and the carryover, $30,918. John, I was out there yesterday. I'm going to get down there after the show and get a couple of tickets in. Really enjoyed it. I'm telling you, the weather is so nice. Had a nice breeze and a lot of families, this and that, John. It's just... it's fun. The game needs it. A little change of scenery, and then we're getting ready to go to Del Mar. I liked what I saw yesterday.
Yeah, and 12 days to opening day at Saratoga, so we're going to start getting the game is going to really pick up in the next couple of weeks, and it should be a great summer.
John, before we get the coordinates on your website, I got a trivia question for you. Who happens to have the longest win streak in Major League Baseball at the present time?
Well, if you're asking the question, chances are it's the Angels.
Yeah. Yes, indeed.
Okay, there you go.
Hey, they got it done 6-5 last night over the Tigers. That's six consecutive wins. We're 11 games under 500. You know, you got to be realistic, obviously. But the job Ron Washington is doing with this young group and, of course, the big injuries, they've just – it's almost like you expect it anymore, you know. With the older guys, but I mean Rendon, Trout, they've been unavailable, and what Ron Washington is doing here, it's Ron Washington. I mean, I just can't think of a better guy for this club at this time.
He's a player's manager. Players seem to love him. They play for him, and too bad hasn't been around a lot sooner, but better late than never, I guess.
Okay, speak into the phone, John. You dropped off there. You still with us?
Yes, I am. I said, better late than never. Too bad he wasn't here for the last 10 years.
Oh, yeah. I can't disagree. JONHARDOON.com. Tell us what's there, John.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Belmont at Aqueduct, Gulfstream, Churchill, and, of course, Los Al Selection.
Okay, John. We'll check you back toward the end of hour two. Bring you out to Los Alamitos. Take care.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Likewise. Let's get up to Santa Anita right now. And a good friend, one of the most highly respected private clockers in the country, and I mean it, Andy Harrington on behalf of National Turf. Hey, Andy, good morning. How are you? Andy, you with us?
I am.
Hey, how you doing?
Excellent. Excellent. Everything's good. Just getting your typical Sunday busy work tab, trying to get that at least halfway through it so far.
Right. Did you get a dose of Mr. Baffert this morning? He was at Los Al yesterday.
Yeah, no, he's down there holding court. Prince of Monaco worked. A few of his other horses have worked. So it's situation normal here.
I'll give you a little window on the kind of guy Baffert is, Andy. So, you know, he's done with the winner's circle and whatnot. By the way, a lot of people coming up to him, getting their pictures taken with him and stuff. And he says, hey, I got some stats for you. I go, yeah. He gets his phone out, and there's a guy that owns pieces of a few horses with him now named John Rogitz. I played on a pony league team with John like 54 years ago in Temple City, okay? Right? So he got hold of Rogitz. His dad was a coach. He was a great guy. He's got these stats. I led the team in at bats. It was early in the season with 29 or 30 at bats, but I only had 4 hits. He goes, I thought you said you could play. I go, what are you talking about? You look at this. You're hitting 178. I go, I'm going to demand a recount here, you know.
God, you know, to go back 50-some-odd years, yeah, to blindside you, yeah, know, that takes a lot of effort.
Just a little ray of sunshine, you know. Oh, my God. Well, anyway, that aside, what about today's card? We got 4 maiden races. We got a bunch of first-time starters. But I know we want people to go to nationalturf.com for radio today. What do you have for us, Andy?
Okay, I don't think any great shakes, but price-wise, that is. But in the last race here, there is a first-time starter that I like. It is the number 3 in here, AZ Wildcat from the John Sadler barn. It's a Munnings filly that's been outworking older horses. Showed a really nice gait speed in the last row. Hector Berrios has been up on the horse in the morning. The other horses that I have over here are just okay. I thought this horse at 2-1, it feels like a single for me. Yeah, in this groupie, with the nice work tab and now working older horses and showing speed, it seems like a recipe for hopefully a wire-to-wire win in here. So the 8th race, number 3, AZ Wildcat from the John Sadler barn would be my pick.
And owned by Ronis Racing, a $200,000 Keeneland September yearling, number 3, AZ Wildcat, is going to be Andy's choice in race 8. Andy, speaking of John Sadler, Ronis Racing, Hector Berrios, your thoughts on yesterday's Los Alamitos Derby as the race unfolded, what were your thoughts about Tapelo going in and then as the race was taking place?
Well, I couldn't knock his training. He trained well out of the race. I really didn't think he was going to be a two-turn horse. I think he's a sprinter. Saying that, they did ding-dong, and he did really go fast on that track early. I was all in on Cornell, to be honest with you, because Cornell's this big 1,300-pound almost horse who I thought would get – this is his second race off the layoff. I thought he'd really step forward. I was kind of disappointed really when he kind of just, I don't know, you know, whatever happened, either got exhausted or got green in the lane. He hasn't had that many starts, but I thought he had Tapelo at his mercy in the lane. And then out of nowhere comes Weinstock, who of the two, I much preferred Cornell over Weinstock. So yeah, the Weinstock is just the Los Alamitos, special kind of thing. Cause he obviously won last year and now this year you would not give too much money for his chances at the top of the lane. I thought that Gray would grind out Tapelo, but man, that they were zigzagging all over the place and combination of exhaustion and greenness, it looked like to me.
And then on the money, when they're separated, but you know, they weren't alongside one another. As I said, Winstock was down toward the rail and then Cornell out in the middle of the track. Cornell dug back in watching it live. I thought Cornell came back and got it, and people are coming down. Nobody really felt strongly, and as it turned out, it was Winstock by a nose.
Yeah, no, I mean, no, it was a very oddly run race. I mean, I will give you that.
Yeah.
That is a really long stretch, and these are relatively young horses. So, maybe just the pace just got everybody exhausted, and they, you know, again, zigzagging left and right for a lot of these horses. So, I think Cornell will actually be a decent horse down the line. He's really a big sucker, and I think he'll improve as he gets more racing into him. So I still hold hope that he's going to turn out to be a plus type horse.
You know, a couple of Hall of Famers on hand yesterday at Los Alamitos. We've mentioned Bob Baffert, Jerry Hollendorfer, and then a third, Jay Privman. His namesake was saddled by Baffert in race 1.
Yeah.
I thought he ran well, but as Jay said afterwards, he was there. The winner was best, trained by Jimmy Glenn, who's a Los Alamitos guy. Horse by the name of Mischief River had a string of really good works, good gate works at Los Alamitos. But, boy, you got 7-1 in a 16-60 win mutual. He won by a length and a half, Andy, but I think Privman's going to be okay down the line.
Yeah, I think he'll. I think if he ran a little green off, he kind of leaned in a little in the lane. The other horse got a kind of a garden trip down inside, but take nothing away from him. He beat Prisman on the square. I mean, he's put out to be an okay horse. I talked to Gary Young and he's, before the race, and he liked him at the sale, and they spent $500,000 on the horse. So, so there were very flashy drills at Los Alamitos. Sometimes it's hard to tell how, because that track tends to play quick in the morning. So I was flying blind in there on that horse. But I don't see any reason why the summer program at Del Mar, you can't run some big races like that.
And Mr. Forever, according to trainer Jim Glenn, going to be pointed to the Best Pal down there next start out. That's a grade two or three at Del Mar. Speak back to Privman real quick. You don't have much time, but as you know, when you name a horse for somebody, you got to get permission if they're still with us. And I guess when they went to Jay and asked him about it, there was one proviso in him going along, and that was the horse debut is a colt. We're not going to have a gelding here, right? Oh, no problem, Jay. So we'll see if there's any if they have to go to the toolbox or anything down the line. But for now, he ran very well as a colt yesterday, second, and should improve, a good deal next time out.
Well, that will not happen. It would be, I'm sure, some Daily Racing Form writer will come up a really good headline about Prisman being gelded. I'm sure it will be fodder for some amusement.
Oh, no doubt about it. It certainly already is. Anyway, nationalturf.com. Talk about your stuff. How they get it?
Sure. It's a work I report with grades. Every horse I've seen, I'll give you what I think of how the horse is doing. Some of these first time starters, it's the only way to get some kind of information outside of the connections and the sire and the dam. So it'll give you a little insight into hopefully horses that are doing well and can add a little more information to the handicapping docket. So nationalturf.com.
Okay, and Andy Harrington says end up the pick six today where we've got a carryover of nearly $31,000. End up that pick six, race eight today with number three, AZ Wildcat, post time 4:36 Pacific. Andy, thank you. We'll talk to you next Sunday.
Thank you.
All right, Jake Rich, going to take a quick time out. We'll step aside, coming back strong with John Lindo, then Orlando Gutierrez, Toby Terrell of Winner's Card, running the anchor lap toward the top of the hour. Hour two, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel, and we're going to be hearing from jockey Kyle Frey and a trainer named Bob Baffert. A lot of shows straight ahead.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Here at David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange, we are here to help. We're open for sales and service, and with hundreds of vehicles to choose from, we are ready to assist you. And remember, you can get into that brand new Ford that you've always wanted without leaving the comfort of your home. Visit us at VillaFord.com to buy or lease your next car with great upfront pricing and a 100% online experience. Great financing and big retail enhancements on Ford Fusion and all popular Ford SUVs are available now. Check our website for tremendous pricing and financing on all Ford products, including America's best-selling vehicle, the F-150 pickup truck. David Wilson's Villa Ford of Orange. Call or click today at 714-509-5615. Or visit us at Villa Ford of Orange.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the L.A. County Fair's Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with daytime racing through Sunday, July 7th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, the meet's marquee race, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos early and late pick fours, plus our traditional pick six. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos, the Great Lady M Stakes on July 6th, and our handicapping contest. Make your plans to join us on our closing weekend through July 7th.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did. From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at BetOnBruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. Bet on experience. BetOnBruce.com. Attention Inland Empire racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to TheDerbyRoom.com. TheDerbyRoom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is a state grade. And hand-roasted.
Nickel here. I want to revisit something you and Bob Ike discussed. I really enjoyed the conversation yesterday regarding Bob's recent trip to Churchill Downs. And, you know, he really wanted to learn whatever he could about this historical racing machine thing. They are essentially slot machines. Let's not kid anybody. The bottom line for me is we've got to somehow try and convince the people that count that if we could somehow get this here at racetracks in California, it would mean a tremendous amount of money to the state.
Well, it would be a win-win for everybody involved. The problem is trying to get them. You know, politically, yeah. With the Indian casinos, they're so set as far as their political strengths. And
yes,
we have Nevada next door to us, so there are some serious obstacles. But, you know, that looks like that would be the obvious answer to try and turn things around in the quickest way possible. But I'm not in the position to make that happen. I hope there are people there that can shake the tree and at least get some noise made about it and see if we can get something done.
There's so much at stake, John. Everybody knows it. And the gap in purse structure is getting bigger and bigger between us, Kentucky, New York, and so on. You take a look at Oaklawn Park. But, I'm thinking in any labor negotiation, people a lot of times will say, well, why didn't they try and get together earlier? Well, it seems like the two sides quite often don't get together and make the kind of sausages that has to be made with the compromises till it gets right down to, and I hope I don't offend anybody, the nut gutting. That's it. Right down to crunch time. So maybe we're at that moment now. We're sure going to be. The time was a long time ago for us to try and make this happen, but we are where we are. So that's about all you can say, and without it, we got major, major trouble.
Yeah, it's a problem. And, you know, it affects other parts of the industry, too. The yearling sale prices are so strong because you're racing for those enhanced purses
yes.
back on the East Coast. And we're going to have to pay those retail prices and run for, you know, not quite the same amount of money. So it mm-hmm. makes it even more expensive to buy those babies.
Exactly. John, let's get to it. Today, an 8-race card, a nice carryover with a $2 pick six, just under $31,000. Any strong thoughts for radio today?
Let's go to race three. This is the beginning of the pick six on an 8-race card today at Los Alamitos. In the third race, number 5, Red on Sunday, comes back off a layoff of trainer Peter Miller. Got cooked in a speed duel last time. Catches the race without a whole lot of early speed in here. I think a much different pace scenario. Lasix on, ran well in debut, so this horse should fire fresh. 5-2 on the program, not a big price, but a single for the pick six. Number 5, Red on Sunday, race three, Los Alamitos.
Diego Herrera, Pete Miller teaming up here. One race, well, that's the beginning of today's pick six. That'd be a good way to get it going, John, no question about it. And a quick word about the South Point. By the way, I see the Angels are a home team dog today as they try and sweep the Tigers and make it 7 in a row. Encourage everybody, get up to the South Point, toll-free number to call. Ask for Steve Johnson in the race book, 866-780-RACE. And if they get up there, John, the Lindo Report is absolutely free of charge.
Right. I've got not only Los Alamitos today, but I've got the Belmont at Aqueduct card as well. And I actually did a little work on the Churchill Downs Mandatory Payout Derby City 6. It's all the South mm-hmm. Point today. And if you get out next weekend for the 4th of July, get up to the top of their parking lot up there. You get a better view of the entire Las Vegas Valley fireworks than anywhere in the city.
Can you get up there, like, with a lawn chair and watch the whole deal?
I don't know. You can go up there with one of the hot dogs in the sports book. I know that.
Well, I just don't want to get busted for loitering is all I'm – that's the reason I'm asking. Anyway, John, a good note there about everything going on at South Point. Appreciate it very much. Good luck today.
You got it. Good luck today.
All right. Let's get over to Los Alamitos, head down Catella, and say hello to Orlando Gutierrez. Extremely busy day and night right now with the L.A. County Fair Meet running in the daytime. Orlando, good morning. How are you? It was good seeing you yesterday.
Good morning, Mike. Yeah, absolutely. Great to see you live and in person there at Los Alamitos. Thanks for coming out and being part of the meet.
It was a lot of fun. It was. And, you know, Doc Allred, he's won a lot of big races in the quarter horse game, obviously. And he's won some big ones with the Thoroughbreds. But that was his first ever win in the Los Alamitos Derby. It was improbable at best as you looked at the race being run. But I know it meant a lot to him and his good friend Jack Liebau. It was good to see, you know, a guy like Doc who has put so much into this game. My gosh, where would we be without Los Alamitos, the overflow stabling that they offer to the major tracks, the Thoroughbreds and so on? Good to see him out there.
Absolutely. He has put a lot into the game and continues to do that, Mike. We're going to have the Los Alamitos equine sale around the corner as well. He's so involved with that. And, of course, all the big races that we run over the course of the year, Los Alamitos, the champion of champions, the million-dollar futurities. And next week, for example, we have trials to the Governor's Cup Derby and the Governor's Cup futurity for Cal Brits. And, of course, his horse is going to be a huge part of that. So, yeah, I don't know what would happen to Los Al without him. He's just such a huge figure.
Orlando, a couple of trainers active day and night, and they had day and night wins yesterday. Sergio Morfin and Steve Knapp. I know you wanted to talk about that a little bit.
Well, Sergio Morfin, what a great meet he's having during the daytime, winning 4 races already. That tops the trainer standings. And at night, he closed out the card last night in race 8 Firestorm, wins at a price 17-1. Sergio Morfin saddling this horse, Cruz Mendez up. And how about the connection of owner Les Blake and Steve Knapp? Not only do they combine to win a race during the daytime, they come back at nighttime and win race number 3. And one more connection, Ed Allred and Jimmy Glenn Jr.
Yeah.
Talked about both of them doing so well during the daytime yesterday. They won race 7 with Collegiate, paying $13.80. So great to see that crossover. It makes for some long but fun nights for the connections.
Yeah, and, I mean, Jimmy Glenn with a nice training win in the first race. A horse that looks like he's got a future by the name of Midnight River. upset the even money favorite Privman. Again, a nice carryover for the thoroughbreds, just under 31,000. You guys are going to kick in 10,000 with the quarter horses tonight. Eight races. You get underway after the daytime program at 5:35. Talk about it.
Yeah, it, you know, in those pools with that $10,000 carryover, we usually get about 60,000 added to the pool. So nice way to highlight the racing program at night. Keep an eye on horses trained by Angie Aquino. She continues to win at some good prices during the daytime last night, winning with Creative On, paying $39.80. Always keep an eye. And, of course, Sergio Morfin, if you've got a horse in there, keep an eye on him. I like race number 8 in that one. And tonight, that's going to be my price play. We can talk about that whenever you like, Mike. I have a good shot in there in race number 8, I feel. But, yeah, we'll get underway at 5:35 p.m. We're kicking in that $10,000 into the pick six. Come on and join us for a great doubleheader of action.
Okay, lead us. The 8th race tonight goes at 8:51 Pacific. Who do you like?
I'm going to go with the 4, Cava Jonah Cash, 4-1 on the morning line. This 2-year-old filly gets off the rail, kind of lugged out a lot as soon as he hit that gap. Ended up finishing 4th after being in contention there. Now starts from post number 4. The horses to either side over are don't have much experience. So I think Cava Jonah Cash is going to break nicely. Henry Reynoso Lopez is coming back from an injury that cost him most of last year. He's been doing great. He's finishing the top 3, 16 of 27 miles. He's got 4 winners. He's been doing really well here at Los Al Feliz Gonzalez with doing the training. Number 4, Cava Jonah Cash, 4-1 on the morning line in race 8.
And talk about a nice handicapping contest you guys have coming up on July 6th. That'll be this coming Saturday at Los Alamitos.
Yeah, every meet during the daytime, we put together a handicapping contest. We'll do that again. It's the live Barranco handicapping contest. Total cost to enter is $500. $400 of that will go to the live money wagering card. You can bet win, play, show, exacta, trifecta, and doubles. Those are the bets allowed in the format. And you must bet 4 races. And only $50 per race, that's the minimum on those 4 races to be eligible. But you can bet as much as you want. There are no maximums as far as how much you want to bet. But you do have to bet at least $400 to qualify to one of the spots. Top 2 will earn a berth to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. So, again, that's going to be next Saturday here on Los Al. First polls, of course, 1 p.m. $500 to enter, $400 will go to the wagering card. The other $100 goes to the prize pool. So what we return every dollar that we get back to the player in form of prize money. So I hope you join.
Go ahead, Orlando.
Yeah, so hope the players join us next Saturday night. Excuse me, next Saturday afternoon is going to be a great handicapping contest. We always have a lot of fun putting those together.
Okay, so can you play online, or do you have to be on track for this handicapping contest July 6th?
It's on track. On track only.
Okay.
Los Al, so you can sign up the day of, or you can even purchase your entries online. You can do that online at losalamitos.com.
Okay, great. You know, I spoke with Ed Burghardt on my way down to Los Al yesterday morning, thinking he might be coming down this weekend. He might be down next weekend, and he advised, he said, who would have ever believed that me and Ed Reese, that was his longtime running mate, Paddock Judge at Los Al, and then later at Santa Anita, would be on the first tee in Needles, California, right, at 4:45 a.m. a couple of days ago. But that is indeed the new and improved Ed Burghardt, up early to beat the heat.
Gotta wish him an early birthday to Ed Burghardt.
July 4th.
July is his birthday, so happy birthday, Ed, if you're listening.
Right. Now, listen, again, the carryover today for the daytime, nighttime, you put in 10,000, and really looking forward to everything going on at Los Alamitos Racecourse, Orlando. Good show yesterday for sure.
Thanks so much. Looking forward to continue to see you there at the Los Alamitos.
Okay, great. Orlando Gutierrez from Los Alamitos. We'll take our final break this hour, coming back strong with private clocker Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. Don't forget, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel, top of the next hour. And we've got some, I think, really good sound from the winning connections of yesterday's Los Alamitos Derby, Kyle Frey and Bob Baffert. A whole lot of shows straight ahead. This is Thoroughbred LA on Angels Radio AM 830 and free on the Angels Radio app. Right on.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Hello, I'm Alan Mosna, Toyota of Orange. For over 48 years, we've said you won't get a lemon at Toyota of Orange. That means you're driving a reliable Toyota. It also means you're getting the best deal on every new Toyota in stock. We're talking RAV4, Camry, Tacoma, Corolla, you name it. How have we stayed number one all these years? By turning lemons into oranges. Toyota of Oranges.
Well, you won't get a lemon from Toyota of Orange. Well, you won't get a lemon.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the L.A. County Fair's Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with daytime racing through Sunday, July 7th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, the meet's marquee race, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's Best Bets, the Los Alamitos Early and Late Pick 4s, plus our traditional Pick 6. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos, the Great Lady M Stakes on July 6th, and our handicapping contest. Make your plans to join us on our closing weekend through July 7th.
Hey everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halualoha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halualoha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details, and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halualoha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus Night Racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $270,000 on June 8th. And horse players, don't forget about our weekend doubleheaders with live thoroughbred racing action during the day, followed by our nighttime program. Make your plans now for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday afternoon, June 29th. Reserve a table today in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart Sports Bar, with more than 60 HD TVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hi, Bill Coyne of South Bay Toyota. Whether you shop online at southbaytoyota.com or in person, we'll make it easy for you to save time and money. South Bay Toyota is located just off the 405 freeway at Western Avenue, where Torrance and Gardena meet. South Bay Toyota.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
This segment is brought to you by The Bit Tavern in South Arcadia, just off the corner of 10th and Live Oak. Beer me at The Bit.
And welcome back. Final segment, hour one, Throwback Los Angeles. Listen, folks, it's too hot to cook in many cases, let's face it. If you want to make it quick and easy and very, very expensive, check out Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. They're at the southwest corner of D Street and Foothill, behind Stater Brothers. Make it behind In-N-Out Burger, next to Stater Brothers. You'll be glad you did. As Doug always says, save a taco, eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. And one other thing, the breeding season is at a close now. Some people do breed all the way through June. We're there. It's certainly not too early to start thinking about next year. Who better for the California breeder than the magnificent stallion Clubhouse Ride? He is at Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch in Clements, California, near Sacramento, managed by longtime trainer, outstanding horseman Terry Knight. You can reach him at 510-928-4989. New for 2025 is grade two winner Forbidden Kingdom. He's the son of 2015 Triple Crown winner American Pharaoh, and he's out of a graded stakes winning mare. Forbidden Kingdom, if you want to know any more about him, call up the 2022 San Felipe at Santa Anita, the last major stepping stone to the grade one Santa Anita Derby, a race in which he went off at even money. Check that San Felipe out, and believe me, you'll start thinking about Forbidden Kingdom for your mares in 2025. And along with Clubhouse Ride, Forbidden Kingdom, they've got the impeccably bred and precocious Straight Fire. That's Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch in Clements, California. Give farm manager Terry Knight a call at 510-928-4989 and let Legacy guide you from the breeding shed to the winner's circle here in California. Let's get back to Santa Anita right now. Say hello to Toby Terrell of Winner's Card. Toby, good morning. How are you this morning?
Mike, doing great. A little extra for the commercial there. Forbidden Kingdom, officially the fastest two-year-old to show up at Del Mar the summer that he started that career as a two-year-old.
With Richard Mandela, yeah. And then, I mean, his race in the San Felipe, Toby, it was off the chart. That's why they made him even money in the Santa Anita Derby. And then, you know, a lot of things go on in this game. He just wasn't quite able to run back to a couple of the early races, but a stallion prospect big time for the state of California, and he'll be up at Legacy next year.
Looking forward to that. I always root for my good friend Pete, so anything I can add to the table, I will.
Well, how about you add some money to the bank accounts of the listeners here this morning? Who do you like at Los Al?
Let's go to the last race, and I'm looking forward to the debut effort from number three, AZ Wildcat. Looking forward to this big, massive chestnut coming down the lane with plenty of ground to work with. He got ready in a hurry here. Some eye-catching works in the last few weeks for Mr. Sadler. I'm looking forward to hopefully a winning debut here from this horse number three, AZ Wildcat.
Well, it's unanimous. You and Andy Harrington are on the same page. AZ Wildcat, 2-1 on the morning line. I think we'll be darn lucky to get that. a field of nine go postward in the eighth and final at Los Alamitos. Winner's card, the yellow sheet, as we often say, the best $5 you're going to spend going to the races. You can also get it at casetherace.com. Toby, have a great day. Enjoy the 4th of July, and we'll talk next Sunday.
Gotcha. Take care,
all right,
Mike.
All right, folks, stay where you're at. Hour two coming right at you. And again, Kurt Hoover from FanDuel TV going to be with us at the top of the hour. A lot to talk about. And again, we'll be hearing from the winning connections from yesterday's Los Al Derby, jockey Kyle Frey and a trainer named Baffert. Stay with us.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those. Of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA30.com
or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen. Nearly 50 years ago, Len Ragazin formulated the idea of speed ratings. Today, the Ragazin sheets are still America's premier speed rating product. Who uses Len Ragazin speed ratings? Trainers use the Ragazin sheets to place their horses. Breeders check the Ragazin sheets before making million-dollar decisions. And jockey agents consult the Ragazin sheets when choosing which horse to ride. But most importantly, the Ragazin sheets are used by players like you. The Ragazin sheets are available online at thesheets.com. Our website also offers free introductory material, including an online seminar. You can also receive free introductory material by calling us directly at 212-674-3123. That's the Ragazin sheets at 212-674-3123. Ragazin, the most respected name in racing.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $270,000 on June 8th in horse players. Don't forget about our weekend doubleheaders with live thoroughbred racing action during the day, followed by our nighttime program. Make your plans now for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday afternoon, June 29th. Reserve a table today in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart Sports Bar with more than 60 HD TVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hey, everybody, if you love pizza, and who doesn't, I've got the place for you. It's Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne at the southwest corner of Foothill Boulevard and D Street next to Stater Brothers. They've got freshly baked, delicious pizza at the best prices you'll find anywhere. Speaking of pricing, check out their hot and ready menu, which includes hot and ready Caesar wings, whole pizza, by the slice, crazy bread, Italian cheese bread, save a taco. Eat a pizza at Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne.
O'Hara lost the rider. Native Diver is going to the front.
Gamely and Rising Market nose and nose, and Gamely is the winner by a nose rising.
Puppetry has the weight advantage. Farm Away has the class. Which one's going to win it? Farm Away, Marquetry. Farm Away.
It's Thoroughbred Los Angeles, hosted by Mike Wilton. Thoroughbred Los Angeles is brought to you by Daytime Thoroughbred Racing at Los Alamitos Racecourse. First post time each weekend through July 7th is at 1 p.m. by Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Take it from top jock Juan Hernandez. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did. By David Wilson's Toyota of Orange, South Bay Toyota, and Villa Ford of Orange. Come see their great selection of new and used vehicles and experience David Wilson's world-class customer service. By the luxurious Halu Aloha Garden and Kitchen overlooking the majestic Kona Coast on the island of Hawaii. Visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and make your reservations now for the event of a lifetime. By Doug and Daniel O'Neill's Little Caesars Pizza in Laverne. Save a taco, eat a pizza at Little Caesars in Laverne. By the Ragazin Sheets. Get past the obvious and get the information you need to win. Get the Ragazin Sheets. By the Derby Room at Fairplex Park. Great food, great customer service, and free parking and admission at the Derby Room. By the California Thoroughbred Breeders Association. It pays to own and breed in California. By Pete and Evelyn Perella's Legacy Ranch, where stands the Red Hot Sire, Clubhouse Ride, and Straight Fire. By Bruce Finkelstein's BetOnBruce.com. By the South Point Hotel, Casino, and Spa in Las Vegas. Call Steve Johnson and make your reservations now at 866-780-RACE. And by Western Rooter, the best in the West. Now, here's Mike Wilman.
Thank you, Dan Jurz. And once again, a very pleasant good morning, everybody. Great to have you with us as we just about hit the midway point of the L.A. County Fair Meet at Los Alamitos Racecourse today. Eight races. We'll tee it up at 1 o'clock. And, of course, the nighttime program gets going at 5:35. A carryover in the $2 pick six today daytime of just under $31,000. Going to be checking in with Kurt Hoover from FanDuel in just a moment, get Kurt's thoughts on where he thinks that pool might end up today. Some very, very bettable races on the program. Leg one is a California bred maiden at 6.5 furlongs. California breds 3 and up. And a big, race yesterday, that was the Los Alamitos Derby. Wanted to point this out, as mentioned, in a really good game story by Kevin Modesty and all the SoCal News Group papers. This was not only Baffert's eighth straight win in the Los Alamitos Derby. He's now won it 14 times when you go back to when the race was called the Swap Stakes at Hollywood Park. So, I mean, obviously, he's been the most dominant force ever in California racing, and the beat went on yesterday, to put it mildly, at Los Alamitos, with Baffert running 1-2 with Winstock, a most improbable winner if you watch the race being run, and his Cornell second by a nose. Right now, let's go ahead and say hello to the aforementioned Kurt Hoover. Hey, Kurt, good morning. Great seeing you and everybody else at the track, on track yesterday, and I continue to see a lot of families, a lot of young kids, Kurt, and new people at the live show. And I've always said, to me, that's where we try and develop, cultivate long range fans moving into the future for this great game.
No question about it, Michael. It's good to see you out there yesterday. We had a good crowd on track. I made my way to the Vessels Club to do the seminar before the races. That was filled up. Downstairs was busy. It was good to see people at the races. It was warm, but it wasn't hot like it was last week. It was warm, but it was a nice day. Had a nice breeze back and some really good racing. And you mentioned the pick six carryover. How about if you had 5 out of 6 yesterday? $2,650 and change for 5 out of 6. So it was a good day of racing. Really happy, Mike, and the result flows. I'm just happy to see Dr. Allred and Jack Lee out there in the winner's circle of the owners. We've said it time and again, the money and the sweat and everything else Dr. Allred has put into this game and kept things going for a lot of people, Mike. A lot of people's jobs depend on Los Alamitos. And without Dr. Allred, it would not be there. There's no question about that. So good to see him win, Mike, and get to the winner's circle.
Kurt, let's talk about the now. Look at the big stables that have their overflow at Los Alamitos. How important is it to what we do for most of the year at Santa Anita? I mean, it's huge. Where would we be without Los Al?
Yeah, forget the racing, Mike. That's a good point. Where would all those horses be who are stable to Los Alamitos if Los Alamitos was not there? And it's there for one reason. Dr. Allred breeds horses, owns horses. Like I said, Mike, the people who stay employed because of Dr. Allred, when you look at Los Al day and night, 365 days a year, a lot of people depend on that for their livelihood, and there's been families working the backside. I personally know, Mike, for, 30, 40, 50 years have worked back there. So it was nice to see. It was kind of a nice touch to the towards the end of the day. Winstock, I thought live Cornell won, and then watching
too.
Replay, right? I said, I think Winstock got his nose down on the wire, but good race, Mike, and it was just it was a real good afternoon of racing.
Kurt, before we get we got some sound from Kyle Frey and Bob Baffert. I got to say, you mentioned the Vessels Club. I got kicked out of there yesterday, Kurt.
Shorts.
It wasn't for misbehavior. Yeah,
shorts.
The dress code. lady was very nice. I knew it, but I was just trying to find the elevator. She came out. She was very polite. Ronnie McClellan, my good friend and mutual clerk, he was laughing. You know, I was just trying to get over to the elevator to get up to see some people in the press box. But
right.
Anyway, Kurt, some good racing. It's good to see Doug O'Neill win a race. He wasn't there, but his brother Dennis was. His son Shane.
Yeah.
I had a long talk with Mark Glad. George Papa Bedromo won a race. People supporting what we're doing at Los Alamitos. It's good to see.
Hey, it was good to see Mike. How about in the seventh race, Angie Aquino?
Yeah.
For a longtime owner, Ashley Garcia, they claimed a horse for $3,500 at night. Not $35,000, $3,500. That gelding won yesterday's seventh race with 61-year-old young Barrington Harvey.
Yeah.
And they got the winner's share of a $20,000 purse, Mike. And Ashley Aquino wins a lot of races at night. She's done a good job with Mike Operator in the afternoon. But you talk about a home run for a small barn, and that's what this meet's kind of about to me, Mike, those kind of scores you can make owning, training, or gambling.
And Kurt, you know the connections. They had to bet a little bit. The Wynn Mutual, 39.80. And, you know, we were rooting for Jay Pribman in the first race, but Jimmy Glenn wins it with a horse that should not have been 7-1. I know it's always easy after the fact, but the horse had a solid work tab, some really good gate works. He went gate to wire, and as Jay said after the race, hey, the winner was best. I thought Privman ran well, but in the case of Mischief River, you know, you got a $16.60 win
yeah.
mutual.
And for a new owner, Michael, that horse listed as owned by Bow River Ranch and Jim Glenn Jr. Jimmy Glenn mostly trains at night. He trained for Dr. Already. He trains a lot of horses, sport horses at night, and they paid $500,000 for this horse. And I'm guaranteeing, Mike, they had some phone calls after the race, the way that horse won. That
no
horse
doubt.
Won like a, right? Like a
no
really
professional
question. Horse.
Yeah.
And he's with that pedigree. He was bred by the late Marty Weigott and his wife, Pam. Yeah, that was an impressive win. Privman, I thought, ran well. The horse was green. He kept to his task. I think that might be a productive race, Mike. I think some horses who were behind that winner might come back and run well at Del Mar.
Well, the winner, Mischief River, is headed to the Best Pal next time out, a graded stake at Del Mar. And, Kurt, speaking of trainers, Steve Knapp. He rolls on. I mean, you talk about a consistent stable. Yesterday's fifth race, it was It's My House, getting it done, paid $16.20. The winning owner, his big client, Les Blake, and he claimed a horse out of the race as well. So, I mean, these guys
yeah.
are all in.
No, they've had a great year, Mike. Steve Knapp and Les Blake have really done well. I talked to Steve once about it. I've never met Les Blake, but Steve said Blake mostly picks out his own claims.
That's what Steve, I heard.
Like, yeah. Right, I'd like to get this horse, let's go. They like action. They like to win races. Who doesn't? It's funny, Mike. I said you have that race. I played a pick six yesterday. In the fifth race, I was convinced of two things. It's My House and Nevu are both going the wrong way. I'm not using either one of those horses. It's My
yeah.
House wins,
Nevu
runs second. Right,
yeah.
That's what the game can do to you. And I guess everyone was thinking the same way. It's My House is 3-1, and the line got off at 7-1. But, you know, sometimes horses wake up and, seen it before, Mike, with class drops at Los Al. Sometimes these horses really come to life when they drop in class over this surface, and I think that was the case with It's My House.
It's different, Kurt, and I think, you know, we
totally.
Got to address Tapelo. There were question marks on him, his ability to get the mile and 1/8 yesterday, but I kind of thought watching the race, especially watching the replays a few times, as soon as they turned up the backside, he was hell-bent for election. I don't think there was much Hector Berrios could do. But you're not going to win going a mile and 1/8 with a horse like this when you go 3/4 and I think 9-2 is what it was.
Yeah.
But would you agree, Kurt?
He
just kind of grabbed the bit and took off.
Yeah, Mike, and 46-1 at the half going
no
mile and 1/8 to Low South. There's no chance you're going to keep
yeah.
going. You could see it about the 3/8. He was starting to run on fumes. I was fairly convinced, not completely, Mike, but fairly convinced that a mile and 1/8 was a real stretch for him. Just watching his races, I think this horse might be best going 7/8, maybe a one-turn mile. Very fast horse, but he completely packed it in late and ran a disappointing fourth. But good race. Curran's Chaos, who ran third, he's a hard trier. I thought he ran a decent third. He's a nice horse, too. Good race among many good races, I thought, yesterday, Mike.
Kirk, I caught up with Kyle Frey, and boy, he's having a great year. Jack Carava, former trainer, good friend. You know, Jack's doing a great job. He is one hell of a jock's agent.
But I don't care if he's a friend or not.
Exactly.
He's doing a hell of a job with Kyle Frey.
He is one hell of an agent, and he's doing a great job. He's also got Giovanni Franco. But yeah. Kyle Frey, I mean, he was an Eclipse champion, bug boy. Injuries, issues, this and that. Man, he's hitting on all cylinders right now. I caught up with Kyle a walk and talk after he won yesterday's Los Alamitos Derby. He was heading back to the jocks room to ride the ninth and final yesterday. Here's Kyle Frey.
Hey, Kyle. Thanks, guys. I mean, you just got up. Take us around there.
Yeah, follow me over there.
Yeah. Talk about your trip.
Well, you know, I was intended to try to get the lead or at least be close, but that Tapatio, man, was gone, and I knew if I tried to keep up with them, I was just going to be, you know, flat empty towards the end of the race, you know, coming down the lane with that deep stretch. Plus, he was just telling me, no, I'm not ready yet. I would have really had to work on him to try and get him up to that leader. So in which case, I just let him kind of get his feet underneath him, take a breath. Bob's horse moved by me on the inside of the about the four and a half. And I thought, well, at least he's going to make a run at him and soften him up. If they come back to me, great. And sure enough, we straightened up, and he pinned his ears back, and I was like, whoa, here we go. Those guys hit a wall the last eighth. He finished well, but he looked a lot better finishing with those guys stopping in front of him.
Thank you,
Kyle. Thank you. Appreciate it.
How's that for some candor, Kurt? Instead of the, you know, he knows maybe Bob Baffert's listening, but he pointed out the obvious. He finished okay, but, man, were they stopping in front of him.
Yeah, I think you hit it right in the head, Mike. I haven't seen the buyer figure from the race yet, but I just got
I don't think you want to.
It's not going to be real big, Mike. But hey, they paid a $100,000 purse. I know that. And if I owned
Thank you.
Stock, I wouldn't care what the buyer was, Mike. I'd get my picture taken and get the purse. But to Kyle's point, Mike, really at about the 3/8 around that point, I thought, well, Winstock's going nowhere. He's backing up. He's dropping out of it. I mean, it really looked like that.
Michael Rona thought the same thing.
Yeah, I mean, I think anyone watching a race, Mike, who really knows how to watch races, thought that, except we're all wrong. But I think a big part of it was how tired he was in front from that fast, early pace. But boy, Kyle Frey has had quite a year, Mike. I took some time off in Del Mar last year, well-documented story. Basically got his life together, and it shows on the racetrack. Mike just had a sensational year, and I know he was pretty nice to win for Bob Baffert and the owner of the racetrack you're riding at.
Yeah, I think Kyle Frey's he's one of those guys, he's very easy to root for, Kurt.
Totally, Mike. Yeah, 100%. Yeah. And I think he's another guy who's going to have a big run at Del Mar.
I agree.
He's going to do a lot of good barns. And I think, Mike, you know, you and I both known Jack Carava for a long, long time. I think Jack's biggest attribute, he's a nice guy. And he gets along with people, and he doesn't wear on you. And he just, you know, that's I think, to me, Mike, a big part of being an agent is that just getting along and kind of being around and being a good guy. And it's not phony. He's just that kind of guy.
No, and he's been in everybody else's shoes, Kurt.
Right,
he gets
exactly.
He knows the game, and he's got some product right now, no question. Hey, listen, I've been teasing this Bob Baffert sound all morning. I caught up with him midstream. He was talking to Kevin Modesty and Bob Mazursky and Orlando Gutierrez, so I just let the tape roll. He took a little walk down memory lane talking about his early days at Los Alamitos, Kurt, and we'll hear Kevin Modesty about midstream. But anyway, here's Bob Baffert after winning his eighth consecutive Los Alamitos Derby yesterday.
Down the stretch, you know, the other horse, I thought he cut the corner, but he went, stayed out, and then the one horse kept drifting him out. And then I see this horse flying. I go, son of a gun. And I didn't. And I
realize.
Go, oh, that's my horse. Well, he came back, you know. So it's nice to see that, you know, the horse, at least he didn't, you know. We know he has a lot of talent, but he's just, it's mental with him. And, I'm just happy for, you know, we won it, 1-1-2. And, you know, with hanging out with Doc earlier, we just talked about old times, you know, and stuff. And but it's nice to come here and be able to win this race, and especially for Doc, you know. So,
is that what's different about it this time? Is who you want it for?
Yeah, I just, you know, Doc's been a big fan of his. I worked for him when I was out of high school. I wanted to be a jockey, so I galloped horses. He let me ride horses. I won a few races for him, and so, you know, my dream. And then I realized, you know, I was riding against probably the strongest jockey colony ever. You know, in those days, it was like the jockey colony of Santa Anita back in the 80s, 90s, you know. So it was just, but, you know, I have a great memories from this place, you know. And so, you know, to me, as coming from Arizona, when I came here, it was like, if you can make it to Los Alamitos, you've really made it. You know, this is it. And I remember winning the Champion of Champions the first time. It was like winning the Kentucky Derby. It was the greatest thrill for me. And because this place was just, it was jamming. You know, this place was always jamming. When I came here with my dad when I was young and stuff, you know, I used to come here when I was 14 years old, 15. So, you know, Vessel Stallion Farm was there and all this stuff. We were talking about they raised all these horses on a half-acre lot. They became champions, you know, so it's like, you know, it's like.
Bob Baffert yesterday following the Los Alamitos Derby. And, you know, Kurt, obviously a lot of great memories for Baffert. By the way, that first Champion of Champions win for him, was that Gold Coast Express?
That sounds right, Mike.
In the ballpark, anyway.
I think that was, Mike. It's, you know, some great sound, Mike. Listen to Baffert talk about the memories and Los Alamitos with Doc Allred and riding horses. I was thinking while he was talking, Mike, when I first started betting horses and really kind of learned to read the form and how to gamble, it was at Los Alamitos. I would go there at night, and I remember the first time going to Los Al, me and my buddies from high school took one of their dads had one of those old-school V-dub buses, you know, and we all piled into that. And I distinctly remember pulling into Los Al, and at that time there was nothing else there, right? It was just the racetrack and those bright lights, you know, in the front with Los Al, and I'm thinking, oh, man, this is the big time. This is really cool. It made such an impression. I mean, it was harness. The first time I ran it was actually harness racing, but just thinking those memories, Mike, it brings back a lot of that, you know, to me. And I'm thinking when he was talking about the riders back then, Danny Cardoza, Kenny Hart, Steve Treasure, Danny Mitchell. I mean, that's 40 years ago.
Jerry Nicodemus. Names,
yeah. Yeah, the Ice
Bobby
Man,
Adair.
Jerry Nicodemus.
Unbelievable.
Bobby Adair. I mean, those guys.
He's not Miles, overstating that,
Ralph
Kurt.
Pauline, yeah. Right, Mike? It was the big time.
In that game, those were the guys.
Those were the guys, Mike. And, I first went, I think I was 17 and around there. I mean, it made a big impression. I still remember all these years later going into that place and just seeing the lights and the people and, you know, what a big deal that was at the time. And it really kind of reeled me in. I mean, I did go to Santa Anita more later on, but I really first started learning how to bet there. Like on Friday and Saturday nights at Los Al, people forget they used to run like five nights a week there.
Yep.
No thoroughbreds. Five nights a week with quarter horses, sometimes six nights a week, because I remember watching Monday Night Football out there. It's amazing. The history of that place. And if you didn't get there on a Friday or Saturday, you'd be scrambling for a seat upstairs. The atmosphere was big time back
then. Kurt, remember another guy that was there all the time, Doc Severinsen. He loved it.
Oh, yeah.
He was out there all the time. And I remember, Kurt, coming out after the daytime was done at Santa Anita on the east end. There'd be cabs lined up and guys jumping in. They were hauling ass down to Los Alamitos.
Mike, we played.
Seriously.
We pulled many a double. My best friend and I would go to Santa today. His mom lived near the track. We go back to his house, regroup, scrape up a few more bucks, and pile in the car and head down to Los Al. Many, many times we did that back in the day. It was great times. Like as you said, that's what makes you fan, being there and in the action, and you get hooked on it. That's it. Years later, I'm still hooked on it.
Well, those were very bettable races, Kurt.
I think it could go a lot of different ways. I'm going to go to the sixth race, which to me is maybe the best race on the card, a really good starter allowance race with a $29,000 purse, a field of seven go postward. I have always liked the three-horse Redline, who is now with Craig DeLossi. He's an epitome to me of a late-running spinner. He can win routing. He has done that, but I love him going 6.5. Looks to me like DeLossi prepped him last time at night. Craig has run a lot of horses at night at Los Al. I thought he got just what he wanted, a good third. He finished well. 1,000 yards is too short. He can't keep up with those horses at night. But his win last summer impressed me a lot when Steve Knapp had him. He just blew by horses going a mile and one in hand. Joe Talamo takes the call. He's come back with three works since that race, and that race was only 3 weeks ago. I think all systems go today. Redline is 9-2 on the morning line and is a challenging race. That's how we're getting the price. Redline, three horses in the sixth race, hopefully gets the money today.
Okay, and post time for that, 3:37. Kurt, I've been remiss throwing some bouquets around today. So happy to see Cousin Joe win. Joe Talamo, yesterday's third race for Ryan Hansen, along with his wife Michelle Yu, their little son Spencer. I photobombed the winner's circle, Kurt. In fact, I'm going over there this morning to pick up my 8x10 because I forgot to get it. So I was really happy to see Joe get it done. Gate to wire. And a nice mutual there with Chase and Rain in race three yesterday at $10.40, Kurt.
Yeah, and I thought Joe rode a good aggressive race.
He did.
That was a slow field of maidens, and he got the jump and finished up nicely. And talked about it many times, Mike, but Joe Talamo, one of the good guys in the game. First-class guy. He's an easy guy to root for, and nice to see him get a W because got to get a little momentum going before Del Mar.
Sure hope so.
You know, that's going to be tough going for everybody down
yep.
there, but it was nice to see Joe in the winter circle.
Another
just a good guy.
Kurt, another Eclipse Award-winning apprentice, and, you know, he had a great career going. Things have slowed down, obviously. He's back, and again, I was just glad to see him get the money for Ryan Hansen and Michelle. It was a neat thing. Hey, Kurt, really enjoyed it. We'll try and get lucky today. Race 6, number 3, Redline, 9-2. Joe Talamo for Craig DeLossi. Thanks so much. We'll see you over there.
Thanks a lot, Michael. See you down to Los Al.
All right, we're going to take a quick time out, folks. Coming back strong, heading to Las Vegas. Going to be checking in with Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bob Mazursky, Toby Calla, John Hardoon, take two on the back end. This is Thoroughbred Los Angeles.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Located in the small town of Clements, Legacy Ranch offers 145 beautifully manicured acres designed specifically for breeding, raising, and training of the competitive racehorse. Large irrigated pastures and private grass paddocks provide the optimum environment for your mares and offspring. The newly renovated 5/8 of a mile training track, supervised by well-known track man Richard Tedesco, provides a safe surface to start your young horses on their way. Stallion Clubhouse Ride continues to produce sound, durable offspring that handle all distances and surfaces. Stallion Straight Fire was an outstanding juvenile himself and is passing along his early speed and precocity. Contact Farm Manager Terry Knight at 510-928-4980 for stallion bookings or to schedule a tour, or check out the online farm tour at LegacyRanchInc.com. Get your program started the right way at Legacy Ranch. You'll be glad you did.
Want to bet your favorite horse but can't make it to the racebook? South Point Casino's racebook has the answer. Come in and sign up for the Nevada Racebook mobile app. For just a $50 minimum deposit, you'll have the racebook right at your fingertips, no matter where you are in Nevada. It's convenient, fun, and easy to use. When you do have time to visit, South Point Casino is the perfect place to be. Our racebook is completely separate from the sportsbook and totally dedicated to the horse player. With 52 overhead TVs, free Wi-Fi, and cocktail service, bring your tablet or smartphone and plug into the USB ports to look up your favorite handicapping website without draining your battery. Want to wager from your seat? No problem with our IPTs. Just sign up, make a deposit, and you're off to the races. Plus, you'll earn points for dining, hotel, movies, entertainment, and the spa just by using the club card when wagering. Whether you want to come in or play from the comfort of your home, South Point Casino's Racebook has you covered.
Attention Inland Empire Racing fans. Watching and wagering on the races just got easier. The Derby Room located at Fairplex Park is open and ready to serve you. Watch and wager in the newly renovated Derby Room on races across the country starting at 9 a.m. each Wednesday through Sunday. Televisions throughout the Derby Room will keep you up to date on all sporting events. Add in great food and a great atmosphere, and you'll have the ultimate horse player experience. For upcoming promotions, go to thederbyroom.com. Thederbyroom.com. See you at the Derby Room, 2201 North White Avenue in Pomona.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown, picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha. Folks, life is about family, friends, and the unforgettable experiences we enjoy together. If you are considering the Hawaiian Islands for that special vacation, a wedding, or perhaps a corporate outing, visit HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com and you can see for yourself what this tremendous new venue located on the island of Hawaii has to offer. When you settle in at the Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen, the breathtaking view of the Kona Coast adds a touch of enchantment far, far removed from the everyday stresses and strains of life on the mainland. Nestled on the slopes of the majestic Halu'aloha volcano, this venue offers guests a remarkable combination of Polynesian dining along with striking natural beauty and world-renowned island charm. With a top-notch chef and a fresh farm-to-kitchen approach, you'll experience island dining that is truly out of this world. Visit our website, HalualohaGardenAndKitchen.com, or call 307-461-1450 for complete details and get ready for the experience of a lifetime at Halu'aloha Garden and Kitchen.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th, and a total pick six pool of $270,000 on June 8th. And horse players, don't forget about our weekend doubleheaders with live thoroughbred racing action during the day, followed by our nighttime program. Make your plans now for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday afternoon, June 29th. Reserve a table today in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgart Sports Bar, with more than 60 HD TVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
Hi, everybody. This is Juan Hernandez. If you want to break out of the gate fast like I do every morning, do what I do. Have a cup of Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee. Uncle Chemo's, you'll be glad you did.
And welcome back. Hour 2, Thoroughbred Los Angeles. A quick word about the Alameda County Fair Meet up at Pleasanton. And they got 7 races today. And I know Steve Anderson, who's on site every day here at Los Alamitos. Great to see him yesterday, along with everybody else. His best bet today, folks, at Pleasanton is a horse trained by a good friend of mine, Steve Speck, Halo Rando, in race 6. Race 6 of 7 today. Steve Anderson's best bet in daily racing form is number 2, Halo Rando. And post time 4:21 Pacific. Halo Rando 7-2 on the morning line today there at Pleasanton. Let's get up to Las Vegas and say hello to Bruce Finkelstein on behalf of BetOnBruce.com. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Mike. How's it going?
Good. I always check the projected high temperatures for Death Valley, and I think today is supposed to be 119. You guys are a little bit east of there. What's the projected high there in Sin City?
I think we're going to be about 109 or so. I think we're right around from next week.
Yeah.
And I think on July 4th, maybe about 112. So we're in that range of about 109 to 112 or 13.
Yeah.
And that's in the shade, by the way.
I understand that. But they're usually, unless you have the monsoonal thing, which you do get, the inland hurricanes, a lot of people call them, where it does get muggy. But when you don't have that and it's dry, if you're in the shade, as long as you hydrate, you're okay.
Yeah, I mean, I'm out a little bit, northwest of the Strip, so we get a little bit of relief here. It's a little higher in elevation, and it's not as bad. Believe it or not, I think your blood does thin, and you kind of, look, I'd prefer 70 degrees, but you kind of do get used to it after a few years.
Yeah, and the worst thing you can do is spend a lot of time in a really nice air-conditioned place and then have to work outside and walk into that. It's like walking into a brick wall, man. That's tough.
Yeah, you got to do a lot of – if you're going to go outside, do it at night or early in the morning. I was listening about Ed Burghardt in Needles. Wow, he's a brave man.
4:45 a.m. on the first tee. Ed Burghardt. Raw. See?
I wouldn't miniature golf no. in Needles. This time of year.
Hey, listen, as we age, everybody's got to adjust. You got to get a little bit smarter, so you get in earlier at night so you can get out there and enjoy yourself for maybe 2.5-3 hours and then tuck in, Hey, anyway, let's make some money today, Bruce. Where you want to go for your first selection?
Well, it's closing day at Churchill Downs today. Really nice card again today at Churchill. They had that Stephen Foster card yesterday. Let's go to the eighth race, and I think there's a horse that is very well spotted today at a good price on the morning line, the 9 Walkathon. And let's face it, Brian Hernandez has had an outstanding meet winning the Derby, and he's been very strong in stakes races. Walkathon, he's getting some class relief. This is a overnight stakes, believe it or not, Mike, a $175,000 overnight stakes race. So good money here. But this horse has been competitive in Grade 1 and Grade 2 company, but it's come up a little bit short. Here's what I think is going to really help her also, the drop-in against non-graded stakes competition and getting back on a firm turf. She's running on off-turf courses, good to just good surfaces, slower surfaces. Her last two career wins come on the firm surface, one of which is here at Churchill Downs. Walkathon can stay close in a race that's kind of paceless. Heavenly Sunday, the horse on the inside. She's the only other horse with speed. Walkathon doesn't need the lead, but she'll be in close attendance. I think she's got a lot of reasons to run much better here, and she's a big-time price on the morning line at 8-1. So in race 8, the 9, Walkathon, 8-1 on the morning line.
At Churchill Downs, and post time for race 8 back there at Churchill, closing day mandatory payouts at 4:23 Eastern. All right, let's come out here to Los Alamitos, Bruce.
All right, let's go for the ultimate bankroll builder, Mike, in the first race. I'm going to be honest, this is a slow field. This is really not much of a race for 6,200, but I think the 2 could be a standout here. Sergeant Powell, this is a horse that campaigned in Northern California. He was a straight maiden winner at Pleasanton almost a year ago, going a mile and a 16th. Threw in a bad performance in late November, went to the sidelines, ran in a tough 1,000-yard race off the layup. I think that was just really kind of a workout last time out. He was the longest shot on the board. Didn't embarrass himself, finishing 5th. He puts the blinkers on. I think, in essence, he's taking a drop in class. His dirt races are plenty good enough. Even though he's not super quick, he's quick enough to be in the mix here early. And he's not a horse that's had a lot of racing this year. Maybe he's got a little upside to him. So in race 1, I'm going to go with the 2-horse, Sergeant Powell, listed at 5-2 on the morning line.
And trained by Martin Valenzuela III. I was talking to his dad yesterday down there, Martin Valenzuela Jr. They're very active at Los Alamitos, and they're hoping to get things built up there, and expand their operation, no doubt about that. Wish him all the best today with number 2, Sergeant Powell, race 1. At Los Alamitos Racecourse and First Post at 1 o'clock. Bruce, talk about the website, betonbruce.com. With Churchill going away, what's going on moving into the July 4th weekend?
Yeah, we'll definitely, on July 4th, we'll do the whole week with, we'll probably take a look at on a couple of occasions at Ellis Park, but we're going to definitely be concentrating on Los Alamitos, Obviously, New York, we always take a look at Aqueduct and moving forward into Saratoga and maybe sprinkle in some Ellis Park during the weekend. I think they're going to have a good July 4th card there also. So all at betonbruce.com.
Hey, Bruce, all the best to you and the family for the July 4th weekend. Good luck today, and we'll talk to you next week.
Take care, Mike.
You bet. Bob Mazursky closes out this segment. He handles the publicity efforts there at Los Alamitos for the daytime thoroughbreds. And, of course, you can catch his full graded handicap with comments in all of the SoCal News Group papers every racing day here in Southern California. Hey, Bob, good morning. How are you? Good seeing you yesterday.
Thanks, Mike. You too. Yeah, we're doing well. Hoping for a good day today.
Let me ask you about the pick six. With a carryover in the $2 traditional pick six of just under 31,000 coming in, Kurt kind of thought maybe this thing might get to around 300,000. What do you have any idea where it could go?
I think it could be between 200,000 and 300,000. I think that seems legit. As Kurt mentioned, you know, there's not much else going on in the afternoon by the time the pick six starts here. You know, the East Coast stretch are basically done, so yeah, it could be decent.
And that's a big factor when we finally get clear of the heavy hitters back east and we're on our own. It really makes a difference.
No doubt, no doubt. You see that on Sundays here.
What do you want to do for radio today, Bob?
I'm going to go to the fifth race. I like number six, Peter Miller's Horse, Super Enticing. I thought she needed a race last time. This is a little softer field. The horse that won that race, You Are in Trouble, came back and won here yesterday, leading all the way in her race yesterday. So I like number six, Super Enticing, to get her maiden broken in race five.
Owned by Academy Award-winning producer Gary Barber and ridden by Diego Herrera, number six, Super Enticing, 5-2, going to be Bob Mazursky's best bet. Bob, real quick, like, any just general advice for people playing the races today at Los Alamitos? Just maybe a track profile, anything you want to offer up?
Well, I just think if you notice that the horses run well here in the past, even if the recent form
Agreed.
May not be great, that if you take a look, and, well, Winstock, I think, is a good example of that. You know, not run particularly well in his first three starts of the year. He ended last year winning the Futurity here. Gets back on this track, and he's able to get the job done. You know, Bob says he likes the tracks firmer, so I think it's definitely a horse for course play, so I would pay attention to that mostly all. The horse has good form here in the past. Don't look at their recent form at Santa Anita or wherever else they may be running. Just focus on how they've done here.
Always a pleasure, Bob. Let's get lucky with Super Enticing, number six in race five. I'll see you in a little bit. Thanks, Bob.
All right, thank you, Mike.
I will step aside one final time this morning, coming back strong. Going to be heading to South Florida, I think, but this guy's on the road a lot. I'm not quite sure where we're going to catch Toby Calla, but we're going to catch him and then take two with Jonathan Hardoon from Saratoga Springs. Stay with us.
Angels Radio.
AM 830.
Horse racing fans, the Southern California Thoroughbred Racing Circuit continues in beautiful Orange County. It's the L.A. County Fair's Summer Thoroughbred Meet at Los Alamitos, with daytime racing through Sunday, July 7th. First post is 1 p.m. Pacific. Our closing weekend will feature a special holiday racing program on Thursday, 4th of July. Plus, the meet's marquee race, the $200,000 Great Lady M Stakes on Saturday, July 6th. We'll also have our on-track handicapping contest. You could win a seat to the National Handicapping Championship in Las Vegas. Contest format and rules are available at losalamitos.com. Plus, we'll add $10,000 to the Pick 6 pool on Saturday afternoon if there's not a carryover. And when the sun goes down, the fun continues with Night Racing's best bets, the Los Alamitos early and late pick fours, plus our traditional Pick 6. Daytime racing action is back at Los Alamitos. The Great Lady M Stakes on July 6th and our handicapping contest. Make your plans to join us on our closing weekend through July 7th.
From Hawaii's Big Island, nature has given us Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, derived from a naturally occurring coffee bean that is only found in this precise altitude and climatic setting. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee ensures a perfect start to your day or any cherished moment from sunup to sundown. Every treasured coffee bean is the result of nearly 4 years of nurturing on the 57-acre family farm in the mountains above Halu'aloha, Hawaii. And unlike many other coffee beans from the Big Island, Uncle Chemo's is estate grade and hand roasted. This means all beans are grown picked, roasted, and packaged on the farm to ensure the beans are the most balanced and as rich in flavor as possible. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee is now available on the mainland. To place an order, please visit UncleChemo'sKonaCoffee.com and look for our logo on the track and in the winner's circle, along with leading writer Juan Hernandez. Fans, visit our website and you can see for yourself that Uncle Chemo's emanates from a true island paradise. Uncle Chemo's Kona Coffee, you can taste the aloha.
The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse, with thrilling thoroughbred racing action and the best of quarter horse racing, plus night racing's best bets, like our early and late pick fours and our $10,000 pick six promo. We'll add $10,000 into the pick six pool on Sunday if there's not a carryover. Our recent pools have included a $240,000 early pick four on May 26th and a total pick six pool of $270,000 on June 8th. And horse players, don't forget about our weekend doubleheaders with live thoroughbred racing action during the day, followed by our nighttime program. Make your plans now for the Los Alamitos Derby on Saturday afternoon, June 29th. Reserve a table today in the beautiful Vessels Club. For reservations, call 714-820-2681. And remember Burgard Sports Bar, with more than 60 HDTVs and plenty of great seating locations. We're all about the horse players. The best of racing is always at Los Alamitos Racecourse. For Vessels Club reservations, call 714-820-2681.
From Golden Gate to Santa Anita to Del Mar, and everywhere racing is conducted in California, Bruce Finkelstein's Bet on Bruce has you covered. Full card selections available every racing day at betonbruce.com. Get advice on multi-wager ticket structures and improve your return on investment with Bruce Finkelstein's betonbruce.com. Bet on experience. betonbruce.com.
Well done, sir.
Thank you very much. America's Guest, instead of America's Best. I like that.
Well, they're interchangeable, you know.
Yeah, well, I didn't stay at Ralph's house. I stayed at, I was a pest at another home. I got to play Oakmont Country Club on Friday.
Wow.
Site of next year's U.S. Open.
But, yeah.
They hosted it more than any other venue.
I was going to say, they've had that race quite a few times.
Yeah, I think it's seven. Next year, I think it'll be their seventh hosting in 125.
Amazing. Hey, we're going to digress here a little bit. You're a big golf guy. I read in the paper the other day there was a guy on the senior tour had consecutive hole-in-ones.
Is that amazing or what?
Two aces. I've never heard of such a thing. It's impossible.
Yeah. And just think if you bet a $10 bill, on what the odds of that would have been. You could probably retire
unreal.
Your whole family could retire for life.
Yeah.
Yeah, it is amazing.
Well, you're
you know what?
Yeah, go ahead.
The funny thing about what it is, especially the horse game, truth is truly stranger than fiction. And,
I like that.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, now listen, we're looking to make some money with America's Best. Where do you want to go, Toby?
Well, we're going to Gulfstream, and yes, it's Tapeta because that's the way it's going to be. Hopefully they come back next Friday. Mentioned on the show yesterday, Friday, no more Thursdays until December. And this race, all four of these numbers come off my horses to watch list. Hopefully, we're going to get the money. Like the 8 Iron Shield, along with the 3 Cool Tricks, the 7 New Baby, and the 6 Capisa. That's 8, 3, 7, 6. Get all the sticks in today's third at Gulfstream Park.
Okay, and the third at Gulfstream goes at 1:53 Eastern, and Toby has the 8 horse, as we just heard, Iron Shield on top, 9-5 on the morning line, 8376. Toby's going to try and pick up the sticks. Talk about the website, Toby. All Gulfstream all the time?
You are correct, sir. Every once in a while, like when Del Mar opens, you know, if we get the Pettit out, we'll have an occasional Del Mar tidbit. Call an audible to wherever it may be. Got to keep the public happy, Mike.
Toby, always a pleasure. Enjoy the July 4th holiday. I asked this question in hour one. I'll hit you with it. As we wake up here Sunday morning, who has the longest win streak in Major League Baseball?
It must be the Anaheim Angels.
Los Angeles Angels. They play here in Anaheim.
I'm sorry.
Absolutely correct. We're bidding for 7 in a row. All the best, Toby.
You, Mike. To you, Mike, as well, and the Angels.
Thank you, sir. Let's get back Jonathan Hardoon. Take two from Saratoga Springs. Hello, John.
Hello, Mike. By the way, Mike, you do a terrific job with those remote interviews. You used to do it years ago, but I guess you brought them back, and I'm sure the listeners enjoy them because I certainly do.
Well, look, I'm not working too much these days. You may have heard about a forced exit. We'll have more on that later, but you know what? I just want to try and do as much of it as I can. I think people enjoy it. I hope so.
Yeah, I mean, you know, you're keeping yourself busy and you're doing a terrific job. You don't have to do it, and you do it, and I'm sure everyone appreciates you doing it.
Thanks, John. Let's make some money.
All right. Unfortunately, I'm going to end up on Bob Mazursky's horse in the fifth race. I'm traveling, actually, as we speak, so I didn't have a chance to pull an audible. But I love the sixth horse in the fifth race, Super Enticing.
Good.
Three-year-old filly from the Pete Miller Barn. This is my pick six single. 5-2 on the morning line. Second start back off of a layoff. Second start on Lasix. Number six, Super Enticing, wins today's fifth race out at Los Alamitos.
Where are you heading, John?
I'm headed to Long Island.
Okay. I want to give post time for race six. 3:37 Pacific. And once again, talk about the website, JONHARDOON.com, John.
Three best plays, $10. Full card, $25. Today we have Los Al, Churchill, Gulfstream, and Belmont at Aqueduct.
John, you're a good friend. I know you got a lot going on. As you always say, and we mean it right back at you, be well, my friend, and we'll talk to you next Sunday. Happy 4th of July to you and the Hardoon family.
Thanks, Mike. Stay safe and be well.
Appreciate it. Again, my thanks to Jake Rich here inside. Angels pregame today, 12 noon. We're going for 7 in a row. Try for a sweep of the Tigers. And game time 107 right here at the Big A. Folks, hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to everybody that makes this possible, all of our sponsors, and to you all for listening. Hey, we'll see you at Los Alamitos. We tee it up at 1 o'clock. We'll talk next week.
Listening to Thoroughbred Los Angeles, brought to you by Little Joe's Fresh Max at the Bit Tavern in South Arcadia. Great food and ice-cold beer 7 days a week.
The preceding was a paid program. Opinions expressed are those of the program sponsors and not necessarily the views of AMA 30, its owners, or management.
Angels baseball is less than 3 hours away here on Angels Radio, AMA 30, KLAA.
Orange County, Los Angeles, and Inland Empire.
This is SportsCenter.
The Motor City gets their man, Chris Smith. The Pistons have agreed to a 4-year contract with coach Jamie Bickerstaff with a team option for a 5th season. Bickerstaff comes to Detroit after leading the Cavaliers for 5 seasons, including 2 straight postseason appearances. And LeBron James has opted out of the final year of his contract with the Lakers, but his agent said they would take a potential pay cut if it means the team can sign an impact player at the mid-level exception. But ESPN front office insider Bobby Marks says, who could the Lakers even get?
Discount is having a salary go from $50 million to like $28 million.
a $22 million discount to go out and sign. I don't think you're getting James Harden. I would plan on James Harden going back to the Clippers. I don't think you're going to get Klay Thompson. I